Our next speaker is Rich Downing, who is the Client Solutions Executive at Adjacent Technologies. Rich has served as an IT strategist for large organizations for 19 years. He has architected complex enterprise data and content management solutions for clients such as Dell, TPG Capital, and Austin Energy. While at Gartner, his knowledge management system won an innovation award, and his work at the Texas Office of the Attorney General's Crime Victim Compensation Program won multiple awards for that agency. Since 2009, Rich has been instrumental in promoting Adjacent Technologies cloud strategies with the state of Texas. Please welcome Rich Downing to the Cloud Developer Summit and Expo.
Thank you, Marty. So, who here is not from Austin, came in for this? Okay, welcome to Austin. I'm from here and I've enjoyed living here in this live music capital of the world. I got to go see Steve Martin the other day, and it wasn't necessarily a comedy show, it was him playing the banjo and singing with his band. You may have seen it, it's actually quite fabulous. He said, as he was in between one of his songs, he said, you know, some days I feel like, man, I did such a great job. And then other days, you know, I think I could have done better at that show. He said, but then one time I went to an Eric Clapton concert and I thought, he's not so funny. Which I kind of feel like that. Here I am at a mobile cloud conference, and really what I am is kind of a business analyst person. That's what I've been doing, talking with customers to see what they need and get their understand what those requirements are and put them into technology. So, you know, I've always had a fascination with technology, and I'll have to say we can all say we've come so far. It's very different than what the world of technology was when we were younger, right? But to some degree, the hype hasn't lived up to my expectations anyway. I mean, I'm still not satisfied. There's some parts of that dream come true scenario that hasn't happened yet. Like, for example, you know, where's that bottle where you rub and the genie comes out and gives you three wishes? Like, maybe if this microphone could stay still. Here we go. So I'm just saying, we're not all there yet. For example, the new iPhone 6. I mean, you could take it out, rub it, bend it. No genie comes out, no three wishes. But what about the head of the United States Secret Service? I bet she wishes she had some sort of teleporting device so she could come be in a conference in Austin instead of in front of the congressional hearing about how a guy can jump over the fence and get all the way into the White House. Speaking of government, what I do is mostly around state government. When these guys earlier were talking about that cool content that they deal with, the UFC fights and all these Netflix type things, what content means to me is what used to be a piece of paper, and now it's scanned in. So when I say content and content management, think back 20 years, or think back to last week when you went to the DMV to get your license renewed, or something like that, because that's the area of technology. But just like was mentioned earlier today by the guy from Google, government has an opportunity to actually leapfrog, and that's what we've been working on doing. And wanted to talk about a couple of those successes. But if you had, so let me say, first of all, if you had three wishes, the caveat here, the footnote is, it must pertain to the deployment of content in a mobile application. So we're going to talk about your three wishes, but only in that context. And in this context of enterprise content management, at Adjacent, we like to talk about a maturity model where when you deploy content management and deploy it on an on a mobile application, et cetera, you really need to start with the basics. And what I mean by that is electronic document management. What used to be paper, now you can view it electronically, but it's still a document. It's still something that needs processing. And we usually use IBM FileNet P8 to manage that content. But so the things on the right there are the technology we use. But mainly what I want to point to is how with content management, as you build your capabilities, you deploy different software and you use different practices. So for electronic document management, a good use case that we had recently was with the city of San Antonio. For example, the city has if you imagine the end of Indiana Jones and there's this big warehouse where they're wheeling the ark into, City of San Antonio has one of those warehouses where they have rolls and rolls, big, huge rolls of building diagrams. Every building in the city of San Antonio has these plans. And the reason for those plans is in case the building catches on fire, somebody from the fire department runs over to the warehouse, tries to find this roll, and get it over to the fire chief before the building burns down, so the fire chief knows where the boilers are, knows where the shutoff valve for the gas is, et cetera. And what we were able to do at Adjacent Technologies is take that, have all of that digitized, and provide it out to the city so that on the way to the fire, they're bringing that building plan up, and the fire chief gets familiar with that that building before he even arrives at the scene. That's the kind of leapfrogging that we're talking about with bringing content to the scene. Automated capture. It used to be that if you wanted to have something scanned, you'd take it down to the scan room and they'd scan it for you and tell you when they had scanned it, and then you know, maybe the next day you'd get an image of it, right? And obviously we're a long ways beyond that, at least in most of our businesses. But it's so bad in some of the state government agencies that what they're doing is they get a fax on the fax machine and they go over and they scan it in to add it to the system. I mean, why not go straight from the fax machine electronically to the repository? Or they're getting an email as an attachment and then they print that out and then scan it in so that it can go into the repository. These are some of the practices that just make us all scratch our heads and say, isn't there a better way? So what we're doing now, though, in this leapfrog that we're talking about with the government is taking out even the scan room out of the picture and just have for example, social workers who are out in the field and taking pictures of things or pictures of documents and just uploading them right into the repository automatically. Advanced case management. What I mean by that is what used to be in paper is now in electronic form. What used to be in a file folder is now in what we call a case, right? But it's an electronic concept of bringing these documents together because they need to move through in a particular workflow and have their own data elements regarding that. This advanced case management is really where Adjacent has been able to do some of its, some of what I would call my most satisfying work in my career. For example, if you walk out of this building after today, and not saying this is going to happen, but say you get involved in a drive-by shooting. Now, this is Austin, so hopefully more likely to get run over by somebody on a horse. But the fact is that if you don't have insurance, somebody's going to pay for your burial. Somebody's going to pay for your hospital bills, and that is the state. So every state has a business or a function of this crime victims compensation. In this state, it's run by the Texas Office of the Attorney General. So this crime victims compensation program takes applications from people who have been hurt and works those and pulls those through the process. And what we've been doing is getting the, we were able to take them from a paper-based process all the way through to where they have automated and not just workflow, but actually flexible case management capabilities, managing their paperwork, managing their rules, managing all of this. And my point here is that it's cloud-based. We took the most unlikely thing to have put in the cloud, and we put it in the cloud. I say that because it includes health information, it includes very secure privacy information about the people who have been hurt in crimes. It takes all this information, and we were able to show to the Attorney General's office that we were able to secure this in the cloud. And because that particular program was successful, we're now rolling this out for the other, the rest of the Attorney General's office for all their case management needs. Social content and governance, like keeping track of when you get rid of files, that kind of thing, and then data analytics. I'm skipping through these because the main point I wanted to get to is if you're going to make decisions about what are the three things you want in a mobile application, I really want you to think about whether that's whether you're a consumer or whether you are a knowledge worker. Because really that's going to drive whether you interact with the application on a spontaneous level or in some kind of prolonged engagement. And that will drive whether or not you want to deploy on a phone or on a tablet. So the point here being that the knowledge worker is more likely to be using a tablet, and that's the way you go to market with your solution, whereas the consumer who's going to be purchasing or interacting with it on a more spontaneous level is going to do so because they happen to have their phone in their pocket. So that is something that we've been keeping in consideration in the deployment of our mobile applications and as we move forward, and I appreciate your attention. Thanks.